panic at the disco. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
11 o'clock in the morning on 5FM. How many good times coming up in just a bit? We're going to shoot the lights out today. Here's Aaron Fox with news at 11.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 11, the draft Constitution 18th Amendment Bill, classified as a Section 74 bill, and President Ramaphosa concerned over load shedding.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. Parliament's Joint Tagging Mechanism, or JTM, has classified the Draft Constitution 18th Amendment Bill as a Section 74 bill. This has been revealed by National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise in the daily parliamentary publication, the ATC. Our reporter, Mercedes Percent, has more.
The JTM also decided that the first draft of the bill should be referred to the National House of Traditional Leaders for its input. The House of Traditional Leaders, which is empowered in terms of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act, has until the 29th of January next year to make input on the bill.
The Office of the Presidency says President Cyril Ramaphosa has cited major concerns over load shedding as he prepares to be briefed by Eskom on measures being taken to help solve the electricity crisis. President Ramaphosa cut his official visit to Egypt short after holding talks with President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to address problems facing the power utility. Here's Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Kusela Diko.
His view was, as much as it's plausible, some of the explanations Eskom is putting forward, it's really not sufficient. We are supposed to ensure that we're on top of issues of maintenance, and some of the challenges that have come up over the last weeks or so do not indicate that that is being done. But the biggest problem that the president has raised is the fact that you're looking at Eskom really holding the country to ransom.
More than 150 people in Hammanskraal, north of Pretoria, have been evacuated to Sebotoma, Sirman and Mandela community halls due to floods caused by heavy rains. Authorities have urged residents to move to safer areas immediately. Rescue workers have been sent to save stranded residents in low-lying areas across Hammanskraal. Meanwhile, KZN residents can continue to expect wet weather conditions throughout the province. The South African Weather Service has issued a warning of heavy rainfall, leading to possible flooding over the coastal areas today. Here's weather forecaster Ayanda Nsele.
Today over KZN, we are expecting 50% chance of showers and rain moved over the eastern part. Otherwise,